Hitters 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
If he's a good hitter, why doesn't he hit good?
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold is with us live from New York City this morning. Made the roadie, huh, Matt?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. How are you? We're a little concerned about the air quality issues that we've been having here in Milwaukee. Moving east, what is the level of concern out there in terms of getting tonight's ball game in?
No, we should be okay. I'd say maybe it's a little bit hazy, but the last few days and even this morning it's a little bit overcast. But other than that, it's mostly clear.
Well, you're missing a great time back here.
Vince has been complaining about his golf game. That's the issue we're having.
Not true, Matt. I was not complaining. Just said it was smoky.
I'm sure it's the smoke. Yeah.
Yes, right. Blame it all on the smoke.
Hey, speaking of smoke, the Reds have been on fire, right? Since they brought up a bunch of their young guns and their young phenoms, their prospects or whatnot. They've just been playing very well. You guys turning things around now against the Mets and playing well. Is there still that thought ever to maybe bring in a couple? I know you still got a couple of prospects there that are very highly touted. Is there a thought, do you bring them up early just to see if you could replicate what Cincinnati's been able to do?
Sure. I think that's something that's always on our minds. And, you know, it's a balance, obviously, because we want them to get going and play well and hit the ground running once they're here in Milwaukee. But, no, those guys have all done a really good job, and they're certainly on our radar.
Talking with Brewers General Manager, President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold. Matt, how do you know, because so many things factor into the decision of when to bring a kid up for the first time, maybe, right? Like whether he's psychologically ready for it, how long is he going to be up for, obviously whether that player's stats are there. There's just so much that goes into it. How do you know when the time is right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, the main thing, like I just mentioned, it's just you want these guys to come up here and have success. And so sometimes that takes failure here at the major league level. There are not a lot of players that just walk in the door and are awesome. You know, I think it takes time that the league will adjust to you here at the major league level. The game is faster here. And so, you know, like you said, it's a combination of a lot of factors. Some of it is performance and some of it is, like you said, that just the person and making sure that they're ready to go, because, you know, that's something that's so important here. So we're talking to our coaches, we're talking to our staff, and hopefully we can make the good decision whenever we decide to call those guys.
For the guys who are up, Matt, one of the best parts is seeing Christian Yelich play as well as he has been. It's just nice, you know, that we all know that he's been struggling over the past couple of years and what that's been like for him. To see him hitting the bat like he is now, that's awesome.
It's no question, and a huge credit to him, and honestly, everything that he's been through. So, you know, and honestly, like you were talking about with the young guys, I mean, a lot of those guys look up to him, you know, and to see him doing what he's doing right now is such a cool thing.
So you're back home for the Independence Day holiday, so that's nice to be at home for all that.
Yeah, that'll be great. That's a fun time in Milwaukee. So yeah, we'll be celebrating America that day for sure.
So Vince and I have been arguing over the best Indiana Jones movie since Indiana Jones 5 comes out this afternoon. So I think 1 through 3, they're all pretty good. He doesn't like 2, which is Temple of Doom. I'm assuming you...
4 is not in the conversation, yeah. So we can just scratch that one.
So we asked Council a couple of weeks ago, and he said that Raiders was his favorite. Do you have a favorite Indiana Jones movie?
I'm a Raiders of the Lost Ark junkie, and so I honestly, like, if you play music from that movie, I can probably tell you where in the movie we are.
Yes.
I love that movie, so I'm definitely a Raiders of the Lost Ark fan.
So obviously there is that, it's the gold standard, but I was just saying to Eric, because, you know, Quest for the Holy Grail, you look at that and... I'm mixing my movies.
The Last Crusade
was the quest.
Which was
Holy
very
Grail.
Well done, Last Crusade.
I said to Eric, I'm like, if you say right now we can watch either one, it's an open question for me.
Don't know which one you go?
One and three are both really good, you know, and Temple of Doom, you know, a little off the rails, but, you know, still solid. I agree with you.
Four
probably not where we need to be, and I'm curious to see number 5. We'll see.
All right, so how soon are you seeing it?
I mean, it might be the off season. I don't have a lot of time for hobbies, unfortunately, so we're locked in on the baseball season.
Troy, well, we're glad we got 5 minutes with you. We'll take our 5 minutes.
You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to, like, pull themes, because each movie has, like, a different theme. We're going to have to play those themes for you next week and see if you can pick which movie they're from.
I like it.
That'll be fun. All right. Can't wait.
See, it's the Sean Connery for me in Last Crusade. We named the dog Indiana.
Here we go.
President of Baseball Operations.
No, do it in the Sean Connery voice.
President of Baseball Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, Matt Arnold, was with us today. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
A pleasant day on whatever crusade you're on. Mark Tauscher is our guest on Wisconsin's Morning News. That's next. Indiana. Junior.